From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Nearly 100 people were killed by twin bombings at a rally in Ankara, Turkey. At least 95 people died and more than 240 were injured when two bombs exploded at the peace rally in the central part of the city. As Dorian Jones reports, at least one of the bombs appeared to be a suicide attack.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey Civic Society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who have seized two villages north of Hama since late Friday. Russia's Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov, speaking to Russian reporters Saturday, linked the rising number of strikes to what he called significant growth in the number of ground targets detected through aerial and satellite reconnaissance. Here in Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. This is VOA News.